when you campaign on a platform of fear and hate, and you create a climate that demonizes, dehumanizes, and criminalizes immigrants, and then you surround yourself with people who are known to have anti-immigrant agendas going in, then, you know, you end up with the policies and recommended programs that we've seen from this administration. And so, you know, some of the conversations and the negotiations that are happening now that, you know, we've heard, whether it's the border wall, interior enforcement, and other things being suggested, I don't know how far this takes us in actually solving the problems that we need to face.
And as far as Illinois goes, there was a piece of legislation that your group lobbied for and supported that ended up being signed into law. Tell us about that.
This past year in the state, we worked on the Illinois Trust Act. This was a piece of legislation that had bipartisan support. It had the support of law enforcement, and ultimately the governor signed it into law. It was a piece of legislation that would not allow local law enforcement to do the duties of, you know, immigration and customs enforcement. And we believe that this was good for public safety, for communities if they feared calling the police. It would make our communities less safe. And so we appreciated the bipartisan support for the Illinois Trust Act this past year.
When it comes to deportations, that number, according to the data I've seen out there, has actually fallen in 2017. However, per the president's orders, ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has arrested more undocumented immigrants within the United States than would usually happen within a year's time. So tell us a little bit about deportation and what you're looking at overall with that issue.
Well, certainly there was a lot of anxiety and fear. The president certainly talked about taking interior enforcement seriously. And since that time, we've seen an uptick in terms of raids. We're anticipating that workplace raids and larger scale operations are on the horizon, particularly targeting sanctuary cities. And so, you know, we're making sure that our folks are aware of their rights and are informed about what they should be doing to take the necessary precautions.
And so now that we're 1 year into the Trump administration, what is the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights? What might be at the top of your agenda looking maybe at least at the year ahead?
So in the new year, there are a couple pieces of legislation that we're looking at, particularly one regarding registry based on religious affiliation. So after the Muslim ban, there were a number of communities that were fearful of being targeted in some way. We're working on legislation to not allow specific registries of people based on their religion. We're looking at a piece of legislation that's called the Voices Act, dealing with victims of violence or witnesses to crime, to protect them and ensuring that, you know, they can come forward. Another piece of legislation aimed at undocumented students and access to college scholarships. These were efforts that we attempted to pass last year, and we're reintroducing those pieces of legislation, hopefully in this next session.